Hello everyone. In this podcast, I would like to talk about the development of China's green finance. As you may know, the concept of ecological civilization was included in the Chinese Communist Party Constitution in 2012. The goal is driven by the urgent needs to clean up the dirty air associated with rapid industrialization, and by the desire to build a high-quality growth model. Chinese President Xi has made environmental protection one of the top priorities during his presidency. The capital required for pollution control and climate mitigation in China is enormous. To achieve the goal of ecological civilization and sustainable development, an estimated 3 to 4 trillion RMB, or about $500 billion each year, in green investment is required. Green finance is one of the major tools that the government uses to realize the ambitious goal. It includes a full range of financial services that support the efficient use of natural resources and the transformation of the economy in an environmental friendly way. The intention is to use the market mechanisms combined with government policy to promote green growth and better environmental protection. Since then, China's construction of a green financial system has begun. It is top-down in nature, unlike the bottom-up approach in the Western world. In 2016, the Central Bank of China issued its guidelines for establishing the green financial system, which includes the development of product standards, information disclosure standards, and green credit rating standards for financial institutions. The guidelines also call for policy and actions in seven areas, including green bonds, green lendings, green development funds, green insurance, market for pollution control rights, local government initiatives, and international cooperation. As you can find that, the importance of climate mitigation and low carbon development has been highlighted in the guidelines. Many Chinese provincial and local governments have issued green finance guidance documents, and the financial institutions have received a variety of incentives to fund clean and low-carbon industries. China is also accelerating its issuance of green bonds to spur sustainable development. Its first renminbi-denominated green bonds was listed in 2015 on the London Stock Exchange, and by 2018, China had issued close to $31 billion in green bonds, accounting for about 18% of all new global green bonds issuance. As a result of the green finance policy, about 28% of China's green bonds proceeds went to renewable energy projects such as solar and wind. About 33% went to low carbon transport. China is now one of the world's largest markets for green finance. It is showing to the world how investing in sustainable development is not only important for saving the earth, but can bring about excellent returns for the investor. China's experience shows that without private sector financing, China will be unable to master the estimated financing resources needed to meet its ambitious environmental goals. Government financing will only cover about only 15% of the total cost. As China has discovered, stimulus spending does not always ensure that the government money is used in an efficient way. Governments cannot command that private money be used to promote green development. Instead, they must create vehicles to attract these funds through a combination of good policies, incentives, regulations that could promote investment and green development. Only through creating the right regulatory policy financial frameworks that can attract the needed private sector financing to meet such goals. China has launched the world's largest carbon trading exchange. Meanwhile, the seven pilot carbon trading regions continue to operate and provide pricing trend to help inform the national carbon market. green finance is also becoming a key component for green buildings in China domestically. The energy consumption for building in China amounts to over 800 million tons of coal, accounting for 20% of total energy consumption in China. As such, the property and construction sectors have great potential to help achieve China's 2030 energy saving and emission reduction targets. Over the past 5 years, China has built the most innovative and competitive market for green finance. It is using the framework of the financial system and market mechanisms to promote and finance sustainable development, as well as to change consumption patterns towards more green products. As other countries consider their plans for economic growth and development, there is a lot that they can learn from China on how to combine green development while still stimulating the economic growth successfully. China has also become an international key player for global green finance. One Belt, One Road is an important initiative through which China can share its own experiences and contribute to global sustainable development. Most projects in the Belt and Road initiatives are for infrastructure construction, which can have a long impact on the ecological environment. Moreover, along China's Belt and Road Initiative, infrastructure investment in 152 countries in Asia, Africa, Middle East, Europe, more than 350 million people do not have access to electricity and face energy challenges in terms of accessibility, affordability, and cleanliness. Most countries along the Belt and Road Initiatives have abundant reserves on fossil fuels. Large-scale fossil energy-related infrastructure construction will definitely increase carbon emissions and accelerate the climate change. China should then take the next necessary steps towards sustainability in these regions to be at the forefront of green energy development using low-carbon footprint technologies such as wind power while solving green poverty. Financial institutions, including the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank and the Silk Road Funds, should play a significant role to develop non-fossil energy infrastructure, which again stimulates local economic growth. At the second Belt and Road Forum in April 2019, green investment principles for the Belt and Road initiatives were endorsed by 28 financial institutions. In spite of the successful stories and opportunities discussed above, China's green financial development still faces many challenges. First, the lack of consensus on the definition of green. At present, China has two sets of green bond standards and two sets of green credit standards. In addition, various departments have a standard for example, green agricultural, green building, green manufacturing, green technology, but there's no coordination between them. Second, finance is still not sufficient because the environmental externality are not fully internalized in market prices. Due to the impact factor regulations, green benefits cannot be included in investment incomes, and environmental damages is not fully reflected in the investment cost. Therefore, improvement of key laws and regulations are critical. It is important and necessary to strictly implement this environmental protection law and to clarify how the financial system should manage environmental externalities. At the same time, financial sectors also should consider to include such as the environmental, social, and governance, the ESG elements, into the current law and regulations. ESG refers to the three central factors in measuring the sustainability and societal impact of an investment in a company or a business. Third, disclosure of environmental performance information remains insufficient. The government has to improve information statistical data and the disclosure across all asset classes and financial services. Such data should also be provided available publicly to support for a green financial policy evaluation. Moreover, the capacity of environmental risk analysis needs to be further developed. Due to the lack of standardized risk assessment tools, some financial institutions tend to underestimate the risk that polluting industry investment may bring. Finally, the development of green finance needs to involve not only the financial sectors, but also related government institutions that could coordinate the intersectoral communications and reforms. Overall, China's green finance developed is helping the nation move towards green growth and achieve climate change mitigation targets. However, meeting the climate goals set forth in the Paris Agreement will require trillions of dollars of capital over several decades. A lot of work needs to be done to harmonize Chinese and international green financial market. Related green financial policies in the years to come will play an important role in our response to climate change.